Cam.
Thank you, Monty, and thank you, DJ. So, I don't know if you guys know this, but this past couple of days, this past week, we had the NFL draft, the 2025 NFL draft.
Heard a little something about that. I've been getting my POPA application all done, but
different draft, NFL draft.
Been watching.
So, what we'll do here at the station is we record draft profiles for...
We?
What is it? The top... I'm saying we as the station, not we, me, me.
Oh, I thought he was agreeing in French.
Oui, oui.
Because you know DJ loves to speak French whenever he can.
He's more French than Hispanic.
That he is.
That's close. Yeah.
But we'll do like the top 30 profiles for people we think will be selected in the first round. We also select... We also do profiles for people we think the Cowboys might draft as well.
Local kids, too.
Notable guy.
Local kids, yeah. Yeah. And we'll have DJ record some. We'll have Dylan Reed. We'll have...
Usually ticker guys.
Ticker guys.
Zach
producers.
Barnett. All sorts
Zach
of people.
Barnett.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to say really low on the totem pole just to put DJ down, but I didn't want to lump all the other guys into that.
Yeah. But...
Thank you.
We make sure we get those in ahead of time so that...
It's real bottom of the barrel, people. I'm taking them all down now.
Thanks.
We get them in ahead of time so we can
have... Sorry, Dylan. I think your profiles are great.
Yeah.
Not Monty, but me.
So we can have them ready before Thursday, so it's not a last minute. We're still recording as we're airing them live and whatnot. So...
And at the helm of this thing?
Joe Lecce. Who helms the draft, producing-wise, makes sure as we stay on time, makes sure as we get all the picks.
Man's the hot corner in the Ticket Great game.
Yep. Nothing gets by Joe.
Nope. May have a hard time getting it to first.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He's a real wall over there.
Yeah. But sometimes profiles get rejected by Joe. And
he has high standards, yeah.
He has high standards. Now, sometimes we'll allow comedy to happen during the draft because we all know that we do laugh when it comes to the draft.
We don't laugh when we cover
the
draft.
Well,
now
that Norm
but...
doesn't lead it, we got a lot of make-up laughing to do.
Exactly.
In but, certain cases, we come to laugh when we cover the draft.
As I heard this year, our boy DJ had a little comedy in his draft profiles, and we have some examples of that.
Harold Fannin Jr., a 6'3", 241-pound junior tight end from Bowling Green. The two-year starter split his snaps fairly evenly between in-line, in the slot, and at wideout, and had personal. Arguably the greatest tight end season in FBS history last year, setting single-season records for catches with 117 and receiving yards with 1,555. He became the first consensus All-American in Bowling Green history and just the school's second in any sport. Other notable Bowling Green alumni include actor Robert Patrick, whose films include Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Scouts hope Harold Fannin Jr. can also become an unstoppable killing machine on the field, similar to the T-1000.
It's a fake laugh if I ever
heard
one.
No, it's not. I'm getting a...
He's making fun of your writing, Ham.
You wrote that, Ham?
He voiced it.
Can we play it again so I can double laugh?
Oh.
Play the Fannin Jr.
We'll have to hear it again. One time was funny.
Do we want to hear the other one from our TCU brother?
You don't steal my knee slapping over there. Yeah, play the Savion Williams one.
Savion Williams, a 6'4", 222-pound senior receiver out of TCU. Williams absolutely dripping with physical projection and talent on that side after making Bruce Feldman's college football freaks list two years in a row.
It does
Williams
sound
led
like
TCU
him.
I was putting myself to sleep. 573 receiving yards on 41 catches with four scores in 2023. And he hit 10-6 on the broad jump and posted a 40-inch vertical. This year he squatted 600 pounds, bench pressed 355, power cleaned 350, and clocked 22.5 miles an hour. The former high school quarterback has a strong arm and can throw the ball 80 yards down the field. Scouts were impressed at how Savion Williams excelled at TCU despite being surrounded by beautiful women, unlike notable Horned Frog failure Corby Davidson.
Take a little shot at Corby there, you know. Monty didn't write it, so he's got to make fun of it.
I'm slapping my knee. You can hear it.
So like we said, we get these ready ahead of time so that we could air them. Monty, when he heard that you were doing comedy, deeply offended.
I'm not. How am I offended when I'm the one laughing?
He moved heaven and earth to try to listen to them ahead of time so he could critique them, too.
Also, an important note, most people said 30 seconds max. DJ said, I'm just filled to the brim with information.
Those are rookie numbers.
I'll go 55, maybe 58 seconds of profile.
I'm just going to take this over.
But I think there might have been funnier content within the draft profiles that just didn't make the cut. Luckily, covered in milk, I found these in the trash can by Joe Lecce.
That's the telltale sign that it was him that threw them out.
Yeah, his little Riddler calling card.
We have...
He douses it in Borden's
Now, these
milk.
Aren't pre-recorded, so...
It's 2%.
But this is copy that DJ did write for a draft profile.
Huh. All right. So, should I perform this now? Do we have the music?
Yeah, we got the music.
Yeah, let's just... Yeah.
Oh, an Iowa player. Perfect. Waya Black, defensive lineman out of the University of Iowa. The 23-year-old has great length and size for the position with a 6'5" frame attached to that 317-pound butt. Waya has shown he has good strength and quickness, as well as being able to clog up the middle as effectively as he can clog a toilet. At the combing,
oh, whoops.
It took 5 flushes to clear a filled bowl, which impressed many scouts. The team that drafts him hopes Waya can be as impactful on the defensive side of the football as fellow Iowa Hawkeye alum Caitlin Clark is on the offensive side of the basketball. Cross-court reference.
Yeah.
Which brings me to this question. Am I seeing she is dating an Iowa basketball player? I mean, I know she doesn't have much in the up-tops department, but frankly, this all a lot of BS. Weird typing. I'm an Iowa graduate for crying out loud. Who is this asswipe to date my girl? Who else is an Iowa graduate that has more going on than I do? Tom Brokaw, newsflash Brokaw. Newspapers are dead. I'm the new media. Just ask David Moore. I ran his ass out of town, and Ducey is next. Anyways, Waya Black should be good for something. Caitlin, do better.
All right.
Very long. Way too long. That was way more than 20 seconds.
I can kind of tell towards the end there why Joe 86 that one. It got too personal for DJ.
Way too personal.
It's too personal.
Not even draft related at all.
No. And I'm assuming you were saying his first name right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was according to Norm's pronunciation.
Yeah, he's got a weird guy.
They were going back and forth. Okay. It was always Yaya when he was playing, but apparently he prefers Waya.
Okay.
And combing.
I'm going to assume that was just a typo.
Well, yeah. You were just way too concerned about what Caitlin Clark had going on and not what Yahweh or whatever dude can help our team.
Much like how that copy was 86th, all of Monty's profiles were 86th.
They wouldn't let me do any of mine.
I have no idea why. But you got one right there, right? Or do you want to read this one first?
It doesn't matter. He's got that one. He can go with that one.
Okay.
All right. This is the profile I wrote. For Desmond Watson, a senior defensive tackle from the University of Florida, Watson checks in at 6'5" tall and has a chance to become the heaviest player in NFL history, weighing in at an impressive 32 stone, or the equivalent of one of my morning bowel movements. This brother from another mother led all combine participants with 36 bench press reps, nearly breaking Matt Birmingham's all-time record for most pumps in a single session. Scouts worried that despite his 5'9", 40-yard dash and 25-inch vertical leap, teams won't be able to ignore Watson's time prior to Florida, where he was accused of eating a Central Florida teammate because his dorm vending machines were out of order. NFL scientists believe this is an extremely rare case of vanishing quintuplet syndrome, where Watson absorbed his fetus siblings, acquiring their prenatal football prowess and baby strength. In a related note, Watson led all combine participants in penile size and strength, with a unit described as like a baby arm on steroids.
There you go.
They measured that at the combine?
NFL scientists did, apparently.
NFL scientists.
What does that mean?
It's a little high level. It's, you know, it's.
They wear a lab coat with a little NFL shield on it.
Oh, yeah. All right. We have another one here for DJ.
Okay. Oh, God. Princely Emanmilan is a 6'4", 200-pound placeholder.
You didn't look it up? How much you weigh?
Why wouldn't you look up the weight?
Well, the wording is weird. Princely Emanmilan is a 6'4", 200 and placeholder pound edge rusher out of Ole Miss, is the way it's written. Good God, Ham.
Not Ham.
Oh, that's not Ham. All right. Yeah. Out of Ole Miss. A 4-star recruit coming out of Manor High School. Emanmilan chose Florida. choose Florida, where he spent his first four seasons before transferring to Monty Kiffin's son's program. Although for the Rebels, great name, by the way, he dropped back into coverage and had his hand in the dirt. A man Mylan is more known as a pass rusher rather than a line blocker. Much like a gifted adult film actor, he's known for using his bend as well as using his quick burst to come inside. Slower offensive tackles will struggle against a man Mylan's speed. He's got great overall length, the nasty inside counterspin move, and the skin tone to make any conversation with Jacob Detamore uncomfortable for an onlooker. A fun fact about his name, although Princely is indeed a family name, he was actually named after a Prince Albert, a truly unique prospect, and one fan can get behind as he'll likely be the only player on his new team to be named after a penis piercing. Likely. If you're looking for a good comparison for a man Mylan, you would actually be best to look in the high school ranks. Pro scouts say his game has shades of Lawrenceburg High School and Eastern Michigan commit linebacker. Not saying his name.
He's a bro. What do you mean? That's a player.
Too shocking. The world's not ready.
We haven't come that far yet. How do you pronounce his name?
There's a pronunciation guide right there listed available on the...
No, not that one. The actual guy's pronunciation.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And we have one more. This was a Monty one that was also rejected.
Just lovely.
Why would Joe reject these? These are all very pertinent information in the draft process. Yeah.
It must just be a length thing. That's got to be the only thing.
They are a little long. Especially when you have to start and stop and start over.
And we all independently seem to focus on the pants also. What's in the pants? We all think that's a funny measure for draft prospects, I guess.
All right, here's Monty.
This one is so long. Is this a real guy? Hank Bachmeier.
Yeah, it is.
Is a quarterback out of Boise State.
Nope, out of Wake Forest.
He was at Boise State.
The 25-year-old white boy is 6'2" and stuff, weighing in at 215 pounders. The four-star high school recruit saw action for Boise State as a freshman throwing 1,878 yards in just eight games. Hanko decided there wasn't enough ass in Idaho, opting for a transfer portal to get to LSU before realizing they inbred in Louisiana, ultimately joining Wake Forest in 2024. I've been there. He is characterized as a mobile pocket passer at the Combine. Some scouts ranked him as the seventh-best quarterback, with comps to the greats like Ton Centillo from James Madison and the mobility of another Wake Forest alumni, Brian Piccolo. Which I gotta say, Brian's song, what a terrible movie. Guy's got NAD cancer, big whoop. My ass looks like the surface of the moon from the cancer I had. Screw Brian Piccolo. If my legion of mentions on the internet were worth a damn, I'd have a movie by now. Montos Song. Now that's a story. Starring Kevin James as a young Justin Montemayor. He's got the range. Semper Fi.
Some Semper Fi?
Why?
Some scouts worry about Bachmeier's arm strength and being only able to make reads when on the move. But I hunked a turtle into a creek the other day, so this guy should be a guaranteed top five pick.
Well, a bunch of non sequiturs.
Again, like you and Caitlin Clark, I just made that way too much about myself.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Is there jealousy among cancer survivors of, that's a weak cancer compared to
mine? I guess so. That would probably be the only profile that ever said screw Brian Piccolo. And also, what's weird about that one, I can imagine why Joe didn't like it. I don't think I had done the turtle thing yet by the time that profile was
I think
due.
You planned it out, though.
So I guess, yeah, I willed it into the universe.
Sounds like a lot of scrambling at the last second for content.
Yeah, that may have been when we looked over there and saw
typing furiously.
Smirking. So, just some satire.
Yeah, there you have satire.
And some rejected NFL draft profiles.
Semper
Fi. Filled with using the bathroom and Prince Albert's.
Yeah,
and
Dong. And
Brian Piccolo.
Apparently there's a combine in that hotel room I was at.
Yes, a random Semper Fi.
Yeah, that was maybe the most offensive of everything that happened. We support the troops here better than
we do.
Yeah,
but there you go. Rejected Joe Lecce profiles.
Who once got mistaken for a troop. Thank you. They refer to themselves as a troop?
I don't think so.
Well,
sounds weird.
Maybe I got some more suggestions they can take.